Late night is just off, but comedian Jay Black tweeted, I was at a party last night and accidentally ate a pot brownie. I didn't even realize my mistake until I woke up and ran the 100 meters in 9.7 seconds. Mark Norman with three tweets. Number one, how tall do you have to be to ride an emotional roller coaster? Number two, if you're going to photograph starving children, don't ask them to say cheese. Number three, it'd be fun if a guy named Tommy Hot Dogs had the record for eating the most chestnuts. From The Hollywood Reporter, Bill Cosby's next step could be a comedy tour. What? What? The newly freed comedian spokesperson Andrew Wyatt told reporters that Bill Cosby has been, quote, talking to a number of promoters and comedy club owners and is, quote, is just excited the way the world is welcoming him back. What? A number of promoters have called. Comedy club owners have called. People want to see him. Yeah? The Hollywood Reporter reminds us the 83-year-old Cosby was freed last week after serving more than 2 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence at a state prison following dozens of women accusing him of rape and sexual assault. Cosby said in a statement, I have always maintained my innocence. Are you going to go see Bill Cosby? I'm not. And I've worked with him in the past. I'll tell you what's stunning. So when I worked at Sirius, Bill Cosby called me on more than one occasion, and he would call and be like, you know, who's doing this interview? His name is Jim Brewer. And what's he about? Now, he's a family guy. He's not going to work dirty, is he? No, Jim's not going to work dirty. And Cosby would like ask you to send him clips and check out, you know, who he was listening to. He was like really maintaining the Bill Cosby image. And then there was a later phone call that was different. It was different. I'll leave it like that. It was different. Bill Cosby might be going on tour. Hey, I was on Instagram at Daily Comedy News. I do that because it's my account. And I got a note from Lori. Sorry, I got distracted. I opened up the Instagram account and I went to hit the button for messages and I hit shop. And for some reason, under shop, I'm getting a picture of a woman's bosom. Apparently, somebody is selling a Lexi top for $17.99. And I can tell you the ad was very effective. Okay, that's not what I was looking for. Here it is. Lori sent me an article. I'm looking at this for the first time from TMZ. The headline, George Lopez's restaurant in crazy car crash with injuries. That doesn't sound good. Let's click on this. I have not looked at this at all. From TMZ, George Lopez's Chingon Kitchen turned into George Lopez's car crash chicken. You don't need to do comedy when there's a car accident and people are hurt, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. When a pickup truck smashed into the comedian's restaurant, leaving behind a huge mess, law enforcement sources tell TMZ, a driver ran a stop sign Tuesday outside the Bruce Hall in Torrance, California, hitting another car, causing it to spin out of control and sending it crashing into George's joint. TMZ says, we're told the drivers of the two cars were injured, as well as a passenger and a pedestrian. All four were taken to a local hospital with moderate injuries. No one inside the restaurant was hurt. In the picture, they write, as you can see, there's tons of broken glass, busted frames, and smashed up storage racks from where the car crashed into the front entrance, making for a pretty big cleanup job. Sounds like George and the restaurant's other investors, including Colin Coward, the sports guy? Sounds like they dodged a bullet here, says TMZ. We're told the building was not red tagged, and the business will remain open. Glad to hear nobody was too seriously hurt, and I will not make fun of a car accident, even though I want to make a joke about takeout food. Are you going to hit Skankfest? Skankfest is leaving New York behind and is heading to Houston. Skankfest, wait to hear the list of comedians. I know you're like, Skankfest? Wait to hear who's going to do this thing. It'll be in Houston, Texas. That Houston there. November 5th through the 7th. Skankfest is described as, quote, a celebration of freedom of expression in comedy and podcasting. And here's who's going. This is just a portion of the list, and I'm telling you, I really chopped down the list. Some of the names include Bob Saget, Doug Stanhope, Gilbert Gottfried, Tim Dillon, Big J. Okerson, Dan Soder, Jessica Kirsten, Mark Norman, Rich Voss, Robert Kelly, Sean Patton, Shane Gillis, Tony Hinchcliffe, and many more to follow. This sounds huge. Netflix has canceled a bunch of comedies, one of them Country Comfort. Remember that one? It starred Catherine McPhee as a down-on-her-luck country singer who becomes a nanny for the musical brood of a single dad. I thought that one would be a hit, but even my wife was like, I said even my wife, like she's an idiot. My wife, who would be predisposed to like such a thing, she did not like it. Also canceled, The Crew. Remember Kevin James, NASCAR? The show that was so bad that I went to hate watch it and I still couldn't make it. Not through the credits. I couldn't make it until the opening credits. That's how bad that was. Kevin James, a sitcom about NASCAR, The Crew, canceled by Netflix. Netflix cancels everything. They are relentless. Also canceled, Gabriel Iglesias in Mr. Iglesias. I forgot this happened, and I probably read it to you 10 times on this very podcast. Mr. Iglesias starred Gabriel Iglesias as a high school teacher who worked with gifted students. And the fourth show canceled was Bonding. That had something to do with a psychology student turned dominatrix and her best friend that Collider describes as a caricature of the gay BFF stereotype. From the wrap, we're getting that pseudo spinoff of What We Do in the Shadows. I was actually watching What We Do in the Shadows the other night. The Mets game had a lengthy rain delay and I went on the DVR and I'm like, I'm going to catch up on these. I never finished season two because I get easily distracted. Co-creators Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clement's horror comedy, part of a subgenre that has risen in recent years. First aired in New Zealand for 3 years, beginning in 2018, before the CW acquired it in partnership with HBO Max. This is called Wellington Paranormal. It's a paranormal police procedural that primarily follows officers O'Leary and Minogue patrolling the streets of Wellington, New Zealand for crime, like two stragglers from Cops. They don't often know what they're doing. For example, they think they're sweeping the streets for crime when they're actually encountering large mysterious outbreaks of the demonic, ghostly, or creature variety. That includes the female werewolf, whom O'Leary attempts to govern by using her police voice and commanding her to sit down in her own home, or the men dressed as clowns charging toward a panicked O'Leary and Minogue's cop car, or the alleged dogs in human clothes. Sounds like a good time. Wellington Paranormal premieres July 11th, 9 p.m. Eastern on the CW. I didn't plug my travel podcast this week, so I started a very casual travel podcast, and I think this was the first episode that I nailed, and it's like right where I want it to be. This week on my travel podcast, Travel is Back, Iceland. I tell you about my Iceland trip and what you should do when you go to Iceland. I'm not saying any of these are definitive travel guides. They're just places I've been and what I like to do when I've been there. So far, I've done Chicago, Nashville, San Diego, Washington, D.C., and now Iceland. So check that out. It's called Travel is Back. Follow on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. You know the deal. Hey, from Yahoo, Joel McHale, just like Jeff Winger, is all about taking care of himself. And he's not above showing off his body for a little bit of attention from time to time. In a new video on his Instagram page, 49-year-old Joel McHale showed off his chest. Somewhere Dean Pelton is really enjoying his Instagram. We see Joel churn out 7 reps on the bench press. Joel wrote, "Most of my workout is taunting my friend Boyd. But then I like to cool down by basking in the approval of people on Instagram. Hashtag midlife crisis." Arsenio Hall is apparently friends with Joel McHale and tagged in and said, "Former University of Washington footballer still getting it in." However, actor Jonathan Sadowski from Netflix's Sex Life said McHale should have continued going, saying, "You had 3 more reps in you." From DMarge.com, your home for comedy news, perhaps the most famous Wimbledon tradition is the strict all-white dress code for competitors and royals in attendance. Beyond that, there's a widely held expectation that you dress up for Wimbledon. It's not just any sporting event. I'm glad they told me, because I would have shown up in a Mets hat and probably my Jersey Club sports t-shirt where I play volleyball with original Glenn. I wear that thing like every day. You know who is a kindred spirit? Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson doesn't care. The 27-year-old comedian and actor was spotted in the crowds at Wimbledon with his new girlfriend, Bridgerton star Phoebe Divenor. And Pete Davidson was wearing a rather casual fit that's turned heads for all the wrong reasons, says DMarge.com. Pete Davidson was wearing slacks, a gray cardigan, a bunch of chains, and painted fingernails. Davidson looks ready to board a long-haul flight at Heathrow. It's a bizarre look that was totally out of place at Wimbledon. A double style sin, really, says DMarge.com. What if I showed up in sweaty Mets cap, green Jersey Club sports t-shirt, and whatever shorts I happen to grab out of the drawer? You think they'd appreciate me going to Wimbledon? I'm not going to Wimbledon anyway. From Chortle, 3 comedians, including Harry Hill, Jack D, and Miranda Hart, have recorded a charity single for the NHS. Can't Wait! Exclamation point celebrates the return to normal after lockdown and will raise money for the NHS charities together. It was the brainchild of doctor-turned-comic Simon Brodkin. Bad career choice there, Simon. Best known for his headline-grabbing pranks, he said, 6 months ago, in the midst of a lockdown, with all live comedy having ground to a halt, my tour postponed for a third time, I had a fun idea. What if a bunch of stand-up comedians got together over Zoom and recorded a song for the NHS? He recruited several comics with links to the NHS, including former nurse Joe Brand and several with family connections. Stephen K. Amos's mom, for example, was a nurse. Chortle says, thankfully, they have avoided the cringe of Gal Gadot's celebrity version of Imagine, released during the first lockdown. This one is a jaunty tune and has tongue-in-cheek lyrics such as, quote, I wish life was how it was before, and it wasn't that great. That is your comedy news for today. Hey, if you'd like to hear some more comedy, I do host the weekly comedy thing on the Live by Live app, and I will tell you, this week's episode came out great. There are some savage Bill Cosby jokes in this week's episode. So you go to the Live by Live app. It's free. You download it. You go to the comedy section. You'll see something called Weekly Comedy Thing. You push play, and then you'll hear me, and it's kind of like this, except I play bits in between. I'm telling you, the Bill Cosby stuff in this week's episode, amazing. Weekly Comedy Thing, Live by Live app. All right, this podcast here, if you don't already, push the follow button on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you don't miss any episodes. You can also do the same thing on Spotify or Google Podcasts or George Lopez Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. It's 95 degrees where I live. I'm going to the pool. See you tomorrow.